This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
On the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, December 18th, 2014. Alex Jones is going to be joining us live from the road today and be joining us in this hour in the next segment. We're going to talk about probably what's going on in Washington State. We have our reporters are going to be there joining us in the third hour. And, of course, that's the MRAP controversy that erupted this last weekend when a person there in Washington said, why do you need this, after they explained what it was? And they said, well, we need it for the constitutionalists. We need it for people who are stockpiling weapons. What are we supposed to do about the police departments that are stockpiling weapons and identifying themselves now? As we just heard in the last half hour, we talked to Paul Joseph Watson about his story that's up on Infowars.com about the California Highway Patrol, the largest law enforcement organization in the country at the state level, identifying themselves as a paramilitary organization, saying, is this job right for you, anybody that is going to apply for a job there? And they say, do you want to be a part of a paramilitary organization? Do you have a lot of military experience that you can use as a highway patrol in California? Is this really where it's gone? Do we have a paramilitary police force? They say they are in California. And, of course, I guess that means we've got a para-police state. Now, we also got some news from the banks. The banks are now urging clients to take their cash elsewhere. This is a story that came out about 10 days ago from the Wall Street Journal, saying that banks are now urging their largest customers in the U.S. to take their cash elsewhere or be slapped with fees, citing new regulations that make it onerous for them to hold certain deposits. And, of course, it's the usual suspects, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citigroup, HSBC, Bank of America. What they're going to do, and this is what they're, this is the amount of money they're going to charge customers: $500 monthly account maintenance fee for demand deposits and a $25 charge per paper statement. Do you see how this is starting to lay the groundwork for a bail-in, tapping people's bank accounts, preparing people for this? This is something that was reported on this last summer. We reported that some people who had brokerage accounts were getting a leveraged fee. This individual here, Michael Lombardi, pointed out on Profit Confidential, he said that he got a letter from his dad in June from their, his stock brokerage account, saying that if his retirement account, and this is his dad who's 87 years old, they sent him a letter saying, if your retirement account gets below $125,000, you're going to get a yearly fee of $500. Now they're looking at charging big customers $500 a month just for having cash in the bank. And he points out one of the reasons that they're doing this is because the banks have too much money on hand. And, of course, they're getting these regulations from Washington that were supposed to control the banks. How's that working out for us? I don't think that's working out too well. They just gave the banks FDIC insurance, and we see that even when they come after them with some regulations, of course, that money is just simply going to get passed on to those fines are going to get passed on to their customers, and then that's going to get passed on through the marketplace. You can't stop it from that standpoint. The problem is there's too much money and power in Washington, and the banks are the ones who are best positioned to leverage that to their advantage. The banks and the multinational corporations, they can easily buy these politicians, as we just saw with this repeal of the Dodd-Frank bill, which tried to separate the FDIC insurance from the more speculative investments. But he's pointing out that through the quantitative easing, they have a lot of money on hand. They don't need that. And they're also going to get fined with these new regulations coming online. So that's what's happening. The banks are going to start charging people for keeping money in the bank. Now, another absurd story, I guess, is coming up is we've got this fight. As we were talking about earlier this week, we were talking about Vladimir Putin. We now see that there's a fight on as to who owns the North Pole. And I think this is very appropriate just 1 week from Christmas. This is something that Sony may want to do for their next movie, since they're having struggling with concepts. Maybe they could have a Santa Claus meets Beverly Hillbillies. You know, he discovers black gold, and it's a real fish out of water. I mean, who's he going to pay his taxes to? Is it going to be Denmark? Is it going to be Russia? Maybe the UN? We don't know. They're all fighting over the resources in the Arctic. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The AlkaVision team would like to thank you for your support this past year. We're proud to have helped so many people feel more vibrant with our unique blend of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Share the gift of health and vitality this holiday season. Order 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today in Austin. Alex is going to be joining us on the road in just a moment via phone. Before we do, of course, we have a lot of news about Obama's move towards Cuba. Kurt Nemo has an interesting take on it. He says Obama's Cuba move is more Democrat voters. A wave of new impoverished immigrants may soon arrive in America. There's also an article up by Steve Watson. Castro urges Obama to embrace his inner dictator by lifting the embargo via executive action. Here's that clip from Castro Jr., Castro's brother.
The President of the United States can change the enforcement thereof under his executive branch powers. We propose to the United States government to take mutual measures for the improvement of our bilateral climate and move forward towards normalization of ties between our countries.
That's right. From one dictator to another, this is what you can do. You can take executive action. You can call it a memoranda if you want. You don't even have to write anything up or sign it, as Jerome Corsi pointed out. You can just speak it, and it becomes the law. That's what a dictator does. Now, we had a story up that was on InfoWars.com yesterday. A federal judge said Obama's amnesty is unconstitutional. He was swatted down by federal judge Arthur J. Schwab. issued a scathing memo, according to the Washington Times. He's said to have accused Obama of, quote, usurping and dismantling Congress's power. And it's not just Congress's power. He's usurping and dismantling the Constitution. He has not only said that he's going to act alone with amnesty and open borders, he's also said that we're going to see this in the new year, even with the increased majority of the Republicans. He said there's nothing that they can or will do to stop him as he shuts down energy production. And, of course, he said before he even got elected, he was going to shut down the coal industry and much of our other power generation in this country in the name of global warming. And, of course, we're not going to go into that right now. Let's go back to this immigration, this judge calling his immigration move unconstitutional. This is a decision that came in a criminal case against a Honduran immigrant named Juarez Escobar. That's his last name. He'd been deported before. He returned to the U.S. and was facing charges of unlawful reentry after a drunk driving arrest. So it's a revolving door where they send people out, they bring them back. And the judge was saying that, no, he really did need to be deported, not given some kind of executive clemency. He says this goes beyond prosecutorial discretion because, A, it provides for a systematic and rigid process by which a broad group of individuals will be treated differently than others based upon an arbitrary classification rather than case-by-case examination, and, B, it allows undocumented immigrants who fall within these broad categories to obtain substantive rights. Yes, things like access to Social Security that the Republican Congress just signed on to. Where do we stop this Cloward and Piven destruction of America? And it also speaks to the kind of corruption that we see in the Obama administration. There was a New York Times article that came out 2 days ago as well. An Ecuador family wins favors after donating to the Democrats. They point out the Obama administration overturned a ban preventing a wealthy, politically connected Ecuadorian woman from entering the U.S. after her family gave tens of thousands of dollars to Democrat campaigns. She'd been fraudulently obtaining visas for her maids, and it was set up and approved at the request of the State Department under guess who? Hillary Clinton, of course. Now, this is a family. These people have been investigated by federal law enforcement agencies on suspicion of money laundering and immigration fraud. You know, kind of like the big banks, HSBC, UBS. They investigate them. They say it really wouldn't be in our interest to put these people in jail, so let's just give them a slap on the wrist and do nothing. And so here's a lady, their family has been doing money laundering like our big banks. Immigration fraud has made hundreds of thousands of dollars, however, to American political campaigns in recent years. And the Obama administration has allowed the heads of the family, the patriarchs, to remain in the U.S., refusing to extradite them to Ecuador. Ecuador, that's interesting because there's a back and forth between Ecuador and the United States over Julian Assange as well. They said the two brothers were sentenced in absentia in Ecuador in 2012 to 8 years in prison, accused of running their bank. Oh, they're bankers. What a surprise. Running their bank into the ground and then presenting false balance sheets of profit in order to get bailout funds. The usual MO, isn't it? Ecuador says that the fraud cost the country $400 million. Ecuador is a very small country. $400 million is huge there. And, of course, they point out that this is something that is also part of the back and forth between the standoff and the Ecuadorian embassy in London that is giving sanction to Julian Assange. They say that for more than a year, and this goes beyond Obama, it goes beyond Hillary Clinton, whose State Department tried to waive the rules for this lady. For more than a year, Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat of New Jersey, has had his staff engaged in a relentless effort to help this fraudulent bankster family, their daughter, to get into the country. Now, I mentioned Julian Assange, and earlier this week we were looking to see if the sentencing hearing for U.S. journalist Barrett Brown was going to happen this week. They said it was going to be released yesterday or today. They've now moved that into sometime in January 2015. But there was an interesting statement on WikiLeaks from Julian Assange, and he kind of lays out what's going on with Barrett Brown. Of course, one of the aspects that I thought was completely outrageous about this was they came after him because he linked to some leaked data on WikiLeaks. And because of the link, they came after him and tried to prosecute him. They subsequently dropped that. That would set an unbelievable precedent to attack freedom of speech. But here's what Julian Assange points out. He says he's been jailed without trial for over 2 years. He faces 8.5 more years in jail. His next sentencing hearing now has been moved to January. It was supposed to happen this week. And he says he wanted to comment on this because it involved him personally and WikiLeaks. He said the two charges against him occur as a direct result of his journalistic work on our Stratfor materials, anonymizing his sources and talking with others about the material that they provided to him. And he says these charges are at odds with national and international protections for the freedom of the press and freedom of expression. He said the third charge concerns his speech acts after the FBI threatened to charge his mother unless he handed over his source materials, and there's no other charges. So now let's talk about this third charge. The FBI goes to his mother's home in March of 2012. His mother is hiding his journalistic notebooks, they say, in her pots and pans. They find it, and they put her on 6 months probation. She goes before the judge and says, my better judgment was clouded by my maternal instinct. Then he says that he got very – Barrett reacted to this in an angry way, and like any kid from America in Generation Y, his anger was expressed on social media. Listen to what Julian Assange says about social media. This is the takeaway quote, I think, that is really impressive. He says, Twitter is a police interview that never ends. Facebook has all of your friends wearing a wire. YouTube has you in the dock talking to the judge. You got that? Twitter is a police interview that never ends. Facebook has all of your friends wearing a wire, and YouTube has you in the dock talking to the judge. Now, what did he put up on social media that was so outrageous? And this is the thing that I think is really outrageous. They say 6 months after they raided his mother's address, he tweeted, quote, illegally shoot the son of a bee, the SOB. Okay, and he says that sounds like incitement to murder, doesn't it? Clearly does. The FBI claims that the SOB that Barrett was referring to was one of their agents, but he says that's false. The SOB is me, Julian Assange. He said the person who called for my assassination was not Barrett Brown. Barrett's full retweet was, quote, dead men can't leak stuff, illegally shoot the SOB. And that was a quote from Fox News host Bob Beckel, who had called for the assassination of Julian Assange. Do you get how twisted this is? He points out, in kind of a piece of irony, that Bob Beckel has called for the assassination of Julian Assange. And the FBI twists that and says, well, we think that's a threat against one of our agents. He points out that the FBI never took any action against Bob Beckel or any of the other senior officials who've been calling for his assassination, including politicians. But 2 days, 2 days after Barrett retweeted the Bob Beckel statement, they arrested him. They arrested Barrett Brown, not the person who had made the statement. And he says he's been in jail ever since. See, that's the kind of police state we have to fear. That's why we need to be concerned about this article that I talked to Paul Joseph Watson about earlier in the week, about the Beware program that goes in and assigns a threat level to people based on their social media comments, based on their purchasing history, based on whatever our police state government wants to make up about people. And, of course, they can make up anything they want about anybody and make it stick. That's the essence of a police state. We've had William Binney on numerous times. That's not just us making this claim. That's the guy who was the global technical head of the NSA, who became a whistleblower, who said that they were acting like the East German police, the Stasi, as well as the KGB, people he had been following for decades, trying to prevent them from doing the types of things that dictators do in our country. But he knows how they operated in their country because he observed them for decades. He first said, we're this close to a police state, and now he is saying, many months ago, we're already there. We're operating exactly like the Stasi. How do we stop this? How do we stop it when the California Highway Patrol comes out and says that they are a paramilitary organization? And before you apply for a job, you need to ask yourself, are you comfortable working for a paramilitary organization? Do you have military experience that you can bring to the civilian police force? It doesn't mean anything to have posse comitatus if our police are military. We already have a standing army. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones as soon as we establish contact with him on the road. We'll be right back.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality, storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hey, everyone. I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be joining Alex Jones, or actually he's going to be joining us from the road in a few minutes. We were just talking in the last segment about Julian Assange's comments about Barrett Brown, who was supposed to be sentenced this week. They've now moved it to January. An amazing admission as to how the FBI twisted a tweet to try to put this guy in prison for years. And, of course, he has served in prison for years, waiting trial, awaiting sentencing. I want to play the quote from the Fox News commentator who says we need to assassinate the SOB, and he basically reposted that as a tweet. The FBI said he was threatening FBI agents. Rather, he was putting back a putting out a quote from Fox News commentator Bob Beckel, who was never approached by the FBI for threatening to kill Julian Assange or suggesting that he should be assassinated. Instead, they twist that to say that that was about an FBI agent, perhaps an unnamed FBI agent, and are still trying to charge him with that. We're going to play that report. Before we do, I want to let you know that the Essential Holiday Health Pack special, which ended yesterday, has been extended by Alex Jones for one day. We had just a two-day special. Our December 17th was our cutoff date because we wanted to guarantee that we could get it to you by Christmas. But Alex has added additional staff. He's got them working around the clock, so we've added one more day to that special. It's Secret 12, X2, Nascent Iodine, and Silver Bullet, all three, for only $59.99. That's nearly $80 off the retail price, a 57% savings. That's Secret 12, our B12 Nutraceutical, Survival Shield X2, Iodine, and Silver Bullet for one more day. That's all three of those for just $59.99. Let's go to that quote from Fox News. Let's go to the play that clip. And this is what wound up being used against Barrett Brown. Let's play that clip.
And the national security of the United States, the way to deal with this is pretty simple. We got special ops forces. I mean, a dead man can't leak stuff. This guy's a traitor, a treasonous, and he has broken every law of the United States. The guy ought to be, and I'm not for the death penalty, so if I'm not for the death penalty, the only way to do it, illegally shoot the son of a b-.
Well, what about it?
Oh, I can't believe I'm along with Bob. You know what? When he comes out and says that he's holding everyone hostage, that he's going to release the names of people putting them in harm's
way. It's not just Bob Beckel, it's the entire Fox News staff. They're not just throwing this thing out there. Reminds me of when Alex Jones was on CNN. They just said, you know, shoot the guy and do it in uniform. Yeah, ha, ha, ha. These guys, you can't even say that they're joking about it. They're very serious about it. And what he said was, dead men can't leak stuff. And so Barrett Browning puts out, dead men can't leak stuff, ... illegally shoot the SOB. The FBI comes after him and says, you're trying to kill FBI agents. That's what they're trying to send him up for years for. That's what he's already served 2 years for, why he may already go another 8.5 more years. Do you see how the government is lying and twisting that? We should all be very concerned when we have a government that can lie like that and get away with it. We should be concerned regardless of what you think about any of this stuff. And I think that WikiLeaks did the world a favor when they exposed criminal actions. They're not the bad guys. The bad guys who are shooting people from a distance in the streets, civilians and cameramen, and laughing about it, they're the bad guys. But they don't go to jail. It's the whistleblowers that come after, just as we saw with Julian Assange. Now, we have another interesting thing that's come out as this torture report, this whitewashing of what's going on. What Feinstein is trying to do is absolve herself as well as the rest of the politicians from any involvement in this, saying they were deceived, they were lied to by the CIA, putting it all on the CIA because she knows that in a police state like we have now, nobody is going to lay a hand on the CIA. Maybe. We'll see about that. Here's an interesting quote from John Yoo. Now, he is the guy who, as he's working, he was a lawyer working for the Bush administration, who said that it might be legal for the president to order an innocent child's testicles to be crushed. Now he thinks what the CIA did might be illegal. This is reported by Connor Friedersdorf for The Atlantic, and he points out that former CIA director Michael Hayden said that it needs to be said that on multiple occasions, all the techniques were determined lawful by the Department of Justice and judged appropriate for the circumstances. But there was an interview on CNN, and the interviewer asked John Woo, he said, when you read this report and you read about the techniques that were used, forced rectal feeding, agency officials threatening to rape the mothers of prisoners, people with broken limbs being forced to stand for hours and hours deprived of sleep up to a week, doesn't that strike you as torture? And he says, well, that's very troubling examples. They would never have been approved by the Justice Department. That was a partisan report. And the guy comes back and says, well, okay, yeah, but it actually was taken out of the CIA's own documents. We're going to be right back. We'll finish with this. We're running out of time. But even though it was taken out of these documents, it still makes it true, even if it was cherry-picked. We'll be right back. Alex Jones
will
be
joining. March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. Darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. Alex Jones is going to be joining us by phone shortly. Just before the break, I was talking about this interview highlighted by Connor Friedersdorf out of The Atlantic. It was an interview of John Yoo, and he was a lawyer who worked for the Bush administration, essentially an apologist for the torture that was going on at the time. And Fareed Zakaria at CNN was interviewing him, and said, you've looked at these techniques that were used. You've looked that they include forced rectal feeding, people being forced to stand on broken limbs for hours and hours, sleep deprivation up to a week. Does that strike you as torture? To which the Bush lawyer, who had excused torture, said, well, those are very troubling examples, and they would never have been approved by the Justice Department. They were not approved by the Justice Department at the time. But I have to question whether they're true, because I can't take at face value the committee's report. There were no Republicans involved. Let me tell you something. There aren't going to be any reports coming out of the Senate Intelligence Committee when the Republicans get in. Richard Burr from North Carolina, the senator who's likely to be the head of that, has said he doesn't think the public should ever know what the CIA is doing. There should never be any public examination of anything that the CIA does. That's the kind of oversight we're going to get from the Republicans. It's going to be a total rubber stamp. And, of course, it's been a rubber stamp from Dianne Feinstein for years and years. And as she's leaving, she's basically doing a partially a CIA and partially she has a personal vendetta because they spied on her. See, she's a senator. They're not supposed to spy on Dianne Feinstein and her staff. That made her angry. So she came after them with a bit of a personal vendetta. So it's one part personal vendetta and one part covering her behind. But he goes on to say, this is what John Woo goes on to say, but I agree with you. If there were people who had to undergo what you just described, the things that have come out of that document, none of that was approved by the Justice Department. And then the interviewer says, but John, you've made a fair point that the Republican minority didn't join in, but the practices that they're describing, as I understand it, were taken from the CIA's own accounts. Are you saying you think the committee has doctored those reports? In other words, did they just make this up or did it come out of there? And he says, no, they were cherry-picked out of millions of documents. Look, that's how you investigate somebody. If somebody has got a document dump of millions of documents, that might just be the way they have of hiding their crimes. If somebody's got a document out of, if they've got a million pages that get leaked out, and one of those pages say that they murdered somebody, that's not cherry picking when you pull that out. That's called an investigation. It's called exposing their crimes. If they did it and it's in the documents, it is a crime. And then John Woo goes on to say, after he said, well, I think that those were just cherry picked, he says, but I agree with you. If these things happened as described in the report, as you described them, those were not authorized by the Justice Department. They were not supposed to be done, and the people who did that are at risk legally because they were acting outside of their orders. Okay, so he opens the door, and as Connor Friedersdorf says, he's just a step away from acknowledging that the violation of this law compels a prosecution. It really does compel a prosecution. And you know what? There aren't any orders that can be given that excuse somebody if they torture people, if they engage in those kinds of crimes. It doesn't matter if they were given an order or not. He's saying they did it on their own without an order, so they might have broken the law. They broke the law that we not only sent people to jail for, we executed people after World War II that engaged in water torture like this, waterboarding. We didn't just send them to jail, we executed them. Many people have pointed this out. However, our government, with Operation Paperclip, brought a lot of these torturers into the CIA to teach them how to do it. Joining us now is Alex Jones. We just got him on the line. Alex.
Absolutely, my friend, and I may be back in the chair tomorrow if I finish this important work. You've been doing a fabulous job this week. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Christmas. And remember, it is about Christ, even if you're not a Christian. It's okay. We don't have to be politically correct here. It's okay to admit where the holiday comes from. I know 95% of our listeners understand that even if you're not a Christian, we should all, which I am, of course, a Christian, and David is, and one of our crew, it's that the system wants to overthrow everything that's good and wholesome and replace it with the centralized government and Hollywood-type mind control system as the new God and get rid of all of our Christian values or Judeo-Christian values of don't torture, don't lie, don't bear false witness. Look at everything we see the DEA doing with NSA intercepts they get illegally, bearing false witness and creating false court cases with parallel construction. You see, the system is attacking attacking true Christianity, not people that have used Christianity to do bad things. That certainly happened with any religion. But they don't like Christianity because it doesn't make the state God. They don't like our Bill of Rights and Constitution because our Bill of Rights and Constitution say we get our power, our liberty, our freedom, our rights from God, not from the state. So we the people are on top, and then you truly see Romans 13 in context of if you have godly rulers and then they're being just, then you should try to work with them and do what they say. But in every time in the Bible, Old Testament, New, when the rulers were ungodly, then the prophets were called forth, the people were called forth and commanded unto death to not submit to those orders. But I've seen not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. I've seen online and on television the last decade hundreds of TV preachers and others, because they're under faith-based initiative funding that's bipartisan to control what they say that the Christian, as you can just Google, preacher says Christians should have done what the Romans said and not been thrown to lions, or Christians should have worshipped idols. The preachers go up there and say, no, they weren't following Romans 13. They need to get down and worship those idols so they won't be thrown to the lions. It's just simply amazing that we see this type of propaganda and evil going on. And I've got a whole rant here tied into a bunch of news I want to go over based on stories on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com right now. American soldiers engage with ISIS for the first time. We reported that. Russia and the people of Russia rush to stores to preempt price rises. Bank run fears. We told people a year ago that when they voted to not join the EU with Ukraine, that this would lead to them cutting off the gas supplies, cutting gas prices to bankrupt Russia. And again, it'll hurt Europe and all the economic analysis. It'll hurt the United States. It'll hurt Asia. Right as the new derivatives come due, as they prepare a new banker bailout worldwide. So this is hurting the people of the planet. Forget Obama. Forget Putin. Forget the different leaders. They're just being basically different players in this. The globalists are worldwide carrying this out. Meanwhile, LA is, you know, collapsing. Hollywood is in incredible deep trouble. The mayor of LA this year said that they're in a crisis situation as that dinosaur media system collapses. Sony hackers are now reporting we're working for North Korea. Well, that was pretty obvious. Continuing, Gingrich says America has lost its first cyber war. Well, if they didn't build all these systems with NSA and CIA backdoors in Microsoft platforms, Apple platforms, in the Xbox platforms, in the Kinect platforms, in the cable box platforms, in the smart TV platforms, in the smart dishwasher platforms, if they didn't build in the cloud system this architecture designed to be spied on, then you wouldn't have other country hackers being able to exploit those systems. It's just incredible. They've been for a decade embedding chips that even when a computer's off or not plugged in can be energized and hold a capacitor power, but can also be remote energized and then surveil and download what's on your computer, then transmitting it. This is the total grid, not this little RFID and the Internet of Things being put in. This is the pre-planned worldwide global governance program, whether you're in China, whether you're in Russia, whether you're in the U.S., whether you're in Mexico or Australia, the cars, the computers, everything new coming out the last 5 years is embedded with tracker chips, taxation chips, spy chips, control chips. We told you 8 years ago, Google put out a patent and announced that they were indeed sampling in the patent and in a prospectus released to Google shareholders. Paul Watson wrote about it. People couldn't believe it. That Google is using cameras and microphones to sample in your home. They said, don't worry, a computer listens to keywords and files reports. Then, 2 months ago, I'm just pulling, you know, I'm just breaking a full spectrum down here. The Samsung smart TVs, when you boot them up, says in the more than 50 pages of corporate legalese, we are listening and videotaping you. And we are sending it to third parties. So watch what you say. They say in there intelligence worldwide. We're already in a global government. They're just mopping up Russia and mopping up a few Arab countries. Are those Arab countries corrupt? Do I want to live there? No. Is Russia corrupt? Do I want to live there? No. Have I ever been to Russia? No. The point is, when they're done bringing them down, they are then going to crush the entire global economy and bring all of us to our knees. That's their plan. As if these globalists, as I've said many times, were space aliens from 1,000 light years away and had come here and taken control of our government and made a deal with the elite, it might as well be the same thing. I'm not saying that's happened. I'm using that as an analogy or a parable. It's that bad. It's that planned. It's that systematic. And it's in your face. Trojan horses in all the tech. Trojan horses in all the food, all the GMO food. Trojan horses now in everything. And I'm not trying to scare you, folks. I'm trying to motivate you to realize this is the main focus. This is the true takeover. But let's expand on this. And we've got the video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's also on Drudge Report. com. We should probably play some of it in the background for TV viewers. Again, we're simulcasting video, the death scene. U.S. officials okayed the interview ending with actors Franco and Seth Rogen have round-the-clock bodyguards and have already lost $200 million, 12,000 emails in latest leak. And we've got the studios, you know, saying stuff about Denzel Washington's race, so don't use him. Joe Lee, who we know is completely mentally ill and basically is a Satan worshiper. I've already told you that years ago. It's well known. Well, here it is, leaked. Joe Lee branded seriously out of her mind. Oh, of course she is. I mean, this is a ring-wraith demon. But see, again, people can say, well, this may be a false flag. No, no, I don't think so, because they don't want to attack their big little baby Hollywood. This just shows how the globalists built all these back doors to rob us and assault us, and they built this worldwide, and how now it can be used by any little party they don't fully control. Any psycho demon group not under their control, like North Korea or Russia or whoever that they're busy mopping up, but they will use this attack, nevertheless use our freedoms. But look at this headline, how it all ties together. U.S. government, U.S. official okayed interview ending. Think about that. Think about how that's a little window into how the U.S. government is in control of what happens, not just with the Seth Rogen movie. It's on record that they approve almost every script. It's on record they say they want those things planted in television programs. It's on record. I had the star of the X-Files come to my house, Dean Haglund, and say, you're right when you say that was probably planted by the government. The CIA came 6 months before and said, do an episode about a hijacked jet by remote control to be blamed on Afghanistan, a jumbo jet being flown to the World Trade Center that then is really used to bring in martial law. And he goes, but why, Alex, would the CIA tell me, you know, and tell us and tell Chris Carter right in front of me to write this? Why would they do it? And that's the whole point. It's about flaunting it in our face. Our subconscious mind is many times, something more than 50 times more powerful than our conscious mind. And they know that we're more comfortable, even if something's scary, just like you'll have bad dreams of something scary as you grow up to get you over the fear. When you have anxiety about something, you'll have bad dreams about it as your brain war games it. They know our brains are more comfortable. They know subconsciously we know 9/11 is an inside job. So in that program and more than 50 others, or probably about 60 or 70, we've gone over it and chronicled it, they told us they blew up the World Trade Centers. They told us that day, we're going to blow up Building 7, get back, here's the countdown, on CBS Radio, Fox News, CNN, and two channels of BBC. But still, we're the conspiracy theorists because we can play the clips. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's how this works. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it so that you are subconsciously aware of this and accept it. But I'll go further. I've been told by more sophisticated people than I am years ago, the one reason I've been left alive is that the elite believe you, we are so weak that I can come out here as a good actor, someone trying to help people, but that the bad actors, I don't mean that in the sense of actor, but you actors, you acting with good intent or acting with bad intent, they think that this is part of the revelation of the method, but also it's a metaphysical the law that you must first be warned, just like in the Bible, people are warned over and over again they're going to be going into captivity if they continue their evil ways. You must be warned as a metaphysical law that God has set in place that you can see manifest in reality every day of all these greater truths. And then you have to make the conscious or spiritual decision that you don't care and that you're going to go along with it. And so I really realize the reason InfoWars is here, the reason David Knight's here, everything else, is the devil thinks you're weak. The New World Order thinks you're weak. They think you're going to hear this and do nothing. But God thinks you're strong. And so God has risen up people, millions of them around the world, whether you're a shopkeeper or a police officer or in the military or a farmer or a factory worker or a corporate person, it doesn't matter. You know in your heart that God's speaking to you to warn others. And you know what you've got to do. So make the choice right now, ladies and gentlemen, because world government is now out in the open.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Telephone. David Knight is at the InfoWars Command Center, where InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the syndicated radio show, the nightly news, emanate from, deep in the heart of Texas. Next hour, for at least 30 minutes, because they just got on the ground last night, they're there, about to do a bunch of interviews and things, we've got Joe Biggs and others, Darren McBreen and other reporters, with our camera folks. They're on the ground at Spokane. You see, we're supposed to just see a sheriff department say we're getting armored vehicles for a shooting war with constitutionalists and think that's no big deal. But see, I'm upset. I'm raising the alarm. Kind of like if I see a burglar break into my house, I'm going to get a firearm and defend my family. Not because I'm some hero, but because I'm normal. My head's screwed on halfway straight. up and he's saying, we are watching and listening to you. We put it out on InfoWars.com with a press release and a video press release from Samsung, and no one cares. No, I mean, our listeners care, but the television, the mainstream news, acts like that's normal. No, no, you're supposed to start hyperventilating about that. You're supposed to take it personal. If you caught a neighbor hiding behind your couch watching you and your wife in bed, you'd beat the hell out of them, and the police wouldn't charge you for it because that's a normal response. And it's the same thing with North Korea. We now learn already had them alter the interview and cut some of it back. And now we have the little video that's just a few seconds of an actor with Kim Jong-un being, you know, killed in it. And now we're talking about, oh, we better not have anything provocative anymore because someone might hack us. And, oh, no, we might learn that somebody's racist against Denzel Washington. It's just all this mindless idiocy, ladies and gentlemen. And we all need to just start realizing how incredibly important all this is. We're sending reporters to Spokane to focus in and show what's under the surface of this iceberg, the tip of this iceberg, with how our police are being converted to total war. Do you know what this is? It hit me last night. This is the Democratic Party who wants to say, if you don't support Obamacare, you're racist. If you don't want to turn your guns in, you're racist. Now coming out and saying, if you're a constitutionalist and you believe in what America was founded in, we're going to arrest you. We're going to prepare to have war with you. That is so outrageous. And they're the number one suspects whenever there's a terror attack, blame on the Patriot Movement, because I've seen several of them, and even in mainline congressional testimony, it started to come out that many of these events, whether it was Ruby Ridge, whether it was Waco, or whether it was Oklahoma City, were criminal organizations nesting inside the Justice Department, the same ones persecuting anybody right of Mao Zedong. The same ones with the IRS and all the persecutions and all the lies. These are authoritarians, period. And they're not a bunch of jolly socialists that want to come take over and redistribute the wealth. That'd be bad enough. They're hardcore megabanks with a scientific technocracy takeover plan that have the nerve to then masquerade around like a bunch of liberals when they're a hardcore criminal takeover. So all of you out there that serve the system, remember this. John Boehner and the Republicans could bring down Obama tomorrow for fast and furious in Benghazi and funding al-Qaeda and all the executive actions, but they won't do it because the same interests that blackmail Obama are blackmailing them, and it's that message of how we've been sold out. It's the truth of how hardcore the takeover is. They can bring them down. Only admitting the enemy's greatest victory is that their plan is so diabolical, so off the chart, and so public that people just don't know what to do when faced with something this massive. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, the fact that it is so big is what makes it so weak. The moment that curtain finally falls, as I said yesterday, it's game over. So I'm going to talk about the narrative here with our reporters coming up because they're on the ground. We're going to have on air with our reporters coming up the next hour a little, because I haven't even had time to give them directives since I sent them out there. I give them a few directives. We're going to talk about.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.